Denver mayor's car stolen as rising crime becomes key issue in 2024 races. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 1, 2023. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston, D, had his vehicle stolen for the second time. Though it has since been recovered, as rising crime in the city becomes a key issue in the battle for Representative Yadira Carvalho's, DCO, seat. According to Denver 7, Johnston's vehicle was stolen roughly 1 month ago. But a spokesperson confirmed it has been recovered. However, where it was stolen remains unknown, as his office withheld details in order to protect the safety of Mayor Johnston and his family. Johnston is not new to having his car stolen, either, as someone stole it from a Denver office depot roughly 6 years ago. Help! My car just got stolen from office depot on 35th plus Quebec. Call 911 if seen. Yes, I painted my car orange plus blue. Johnston wrote in a January 1, 2017, social media post. According to NIPR's crime data, there have been 6,110 instances of violent crime, 607 sexual assaults, 1,099 robberies, 76 murders, and 4,328 aggravated assaults in the city year to date. That represents a 5.58% increase from the 3-year average of violent crime alone. There have also been 36,580 instances of property crime in the city, including 11,015 instances of auto theft year to date. In March, KDVR reported that auto theft comprised part of the biggest trio of crime in city at that point in time. Colorado's auto theft rate climbed by the fastest rate in the nation from 2011 to 2020 to 144%. The number of car thefts doubled from 2019 to 2022. It reported, noting that 43% of the crime in the city at the time was auto-related. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, which focuses on electing Republicans to office at the congressional level, is capitalizing on this crime issue in Denver, calling out Rep. Carvalho, specifically, for her soft-on-crime positions. Yadira Carvalho has enabled this crime crisis in Colorado, NRCC spokeswoman Delaney Bomar said in a statement. Her attempts to coddle criminals has backfired on hard-working families who now have one more thing to worry about when they drive into the city, she added. In August, the NRCC highlighted more of Carvalho's history of worsening crime via her policies. In case you missed it, a recent Colorado Springs Gazette op-ed discusses the drug epidemic overtaking Colorado, pointing to a 2019 law as the root of the problem, saying, chalk it all up to increasingly permissive drug laws. Foremost, the devastating decriminalization of hard drugs by the Colorado legislature in 2019. In 2019, it was Yadira Carvalho who introduced the law to lower the penalty for fentanyl possession in Colorado. Fentanyl overdose deaths in Colorado have doubled in the 2 years following the passage of Carvalho's law, and those numbers are rising. Carvalho won her current seat in Colorado's 8th Congressional District in 2022, defeating Republican Barbara Kirkmayer. Several Republicans are lining up to challenge her, including health insurance consultant Joanne Juho, State Representative Gabe Evans, and County Commissioner Scott James.